welcome to the Executive Challenge Academy Leadership Program. This series will focus on leading through challenging times. And during the series, you'll hear from a range of special guests who each offer their own unique perspective on what it takes to lead decisively and successfully with care and compassion. I'm your host, Rebecca Archer, a journalist and media industry professional with more than 20 years' experience. Joining me on the podcast today is Jo Jaramazovic. As a superintendent in the Queensland Police Service, Jo has enjoyed a vast policing career across many locations since graduating as a sworn officer in 1991. He first served in general duties on the Gold Coast before becoming a detective in the Criminal Investigation Branch. His career has crossed over into training and project management before enjoying the challenges of being the officer in charge of one of the largest stations in the state prior to being promoted to commissioned officer in 2011. Commissioned officer duties involved regional duty officer, patrol group, and most recently superintendent capability development, being responsible for service policy and ICT strategy and planning. Jo has throughout his career completed both undergraduate and postgraduate studies, including a Master of Business Administration and graduate certificate in Applied Management, taking a keen interest in performance and leadership. In addition, Jo has participated in Executive Challenge Academy programs as a leader committed to his own ongoing growth and learning, but also to the ongoing development of others. In handing forward to others, he has built local networks of senior leaders committed to supporting future leaders. He has been a sponsor, a learning partner, and a presenter of his own leadership story. And we'll be hearing more about that story on today's episode. Jo, thank you so much for your time today. I'd like to start by asking how your view of leadership has been evolving, specifically during the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, thanks, Rebecca. From my perspective, I think a lot of people come to realise that leadership's somewhat of a life journey and continually evolving. So if I were to reflect, I guess, on my journey to this point in time, there was a period of time where I thought I knew leadership, and then I come to realise that actually because it's evolving, it's changing over time, and I suppose there's a greater emphasis of understanding yourself, understanding others, and I guess how you manage that influential relationship with others within that. So with coronavirus, I guess the pandemic that we're currently going through certainly reminded me of how adaptive we are, certainly from the perspective of having been in this situation for some time now. It makes me realise that we get into a bit of a battle with them, and what prior to this pandemic we would not have thought twice about how we've responded, and it's been really good. I think as you evolve as a person, and I guess through life, through greater experience and deep thought, I think that all contributes to your take on leadership and how you exercise leadership.
And Jo, are you able to share some of your personal experiences of leading and just living through the pandemic? How has it all felt for you?
Look, I suppose I'll cover the living element first. Like anyone else, I guess in my position within the police service, I was somewhat privy to some information prior to a lot of public discussions. So from my living experience, I guess I've been like many others. Part of my role, be it a corporate role, I've been able to work from home, which has been something that has been very different. And again, I've had to adapt to. And the first few days of working from home, and it's uncommon, and I guess there's a tendency to enact some of your personality traits of procrastinating and things like that, and taking regular breaks and finding yourself looking at the fridge in the kitchen at home. But when I talk about the battle rhythm that I guess we've all got into, you come to realise that, you know, after 2 or 3 days, I certainly felt that my focus improved, as did my productivity. And once I got myself into a routine that I was familiar with, it was a lot easier to deal with. And again, it sort of reminded me of the adaptive nature that we all have in one form or another. With respect to the leading component, I, for the organisation, hold a responsibility for the admin logistics capability for our state police operations centre, and that was stood up in late February, early March. So I guess from that perspective, I was able to lean forward together with many others in some police operations that contributed to the larger Queensland Health operation that moved forward. And I suppose from a leadership perspective, particularly in those outsets, trying to get a good understanding of what we were facing was challenging, and convincing others of the situation and the pandemic that was emerging was the leadership space. What influence can you have, in what way, in what forums? And I guess tailoring some communication styles is something that I look back at, and being able to storytell and certainly have a good conversation with people to make them realise that some of the discussions that were happening within that community environment, they were certainly all contributing to the bigger picture that we needed to prepare for as a policing organisation, as part of government.
In terms of leadership during this unique situation, what has worked and what hasn't, in your view?
The human behaviour aspect that I mentioned earlier, being quite adaptive. But I guess on the flip side, you can also see some complacency. I think we're all creatures of habit, and we all are, I guess, creatures of comfort as well. So understanding that sometimes we put ourselves into a comfort state, and thereby we can become complacent, is an element of observation, I suppose. Certainly from my perspective, and I know there'll be many other people able to comment to greater detail with greater credibility, but I suspect that part of the reason why we as a Queensland government has done well, touch wood, to date, is because we have exercised disaster management arrangements a lot, be it fortunate or unfortunate. So over many years now, be it by the nature of the environment and our state, that we have had to come together as a government across many departments and agencies and work hand in hand and build those relationships across the board. And I think that's assisted in certainly the role clarification and certainly understanding, I guess, command and control elements of disaster management. But it's also brought in an element of agility and responsiveness. And all those capabilities and factors come together to actually provide leadership and be able to utilise some of those learnings in your leadership approach, and certainly within the narrative that needs to be constantly at the front of the mind in dealing with this pandemic as we're still continuing to work through.
And what have you learned about yourself through this situation, Joe? Have you had the time to do some self-reflection and make some observations?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of my leadership journey. There's definitely a lot more deeper thought, particularly as it relates to human behaviour, both in others and probably more so in myself, being able to deal with some complexities of not only your work environment, but the larger environment. You know, many learnings. A small one is trust in others. I think we all can relate to that element of trust. You think about even us, many of us working from home. And I say that in a way of previously, prior to the pandemic, many people would have questioned people's productivity working from home, even though I guess there's plenty of research that would suggest otherwise. But what the pandemic has forced upon us is for us to stretch our subconscious beliefs a little bit, and actually come to realise that not only has it been very healthy and somewhat a contributing factor to our success state at the moment, but I certainly have observed that productivity has been as good, if not better. There's always, you know, the pros and cons to it all. I know from a personal perspective about myself, you know, I tend to be a bit of an extrovert and I rely on the social connectivity. And one thing that I have struggled with, and I'm sure others would, is having that hallway discussion with people and the engagement on a one-to-one basis. And sometimes that's more difficult, you know, working from home. And whilst there's platforms there for us to engage visually within a work environment, it needs to be more of a conscious activity rather than a by chance activity. And the other thing I recall, that the technology assisted us, you know, with Microsoft Teams working from home and in that type of meeting format. And people have very much increased their tech fluency, I suppose, in dealing with those. But for me, I actually found myself quite fatigued at the end of a long day, because what I found is I was actually involving myself into more meetings through the use of technology, and essentially just like I have done now, is finished one meeting and come straight to another. I think on reflecting, for me, I like to absorb what I've just met about and into my thinking and understanding, and then certainly do some thinking in between, walking between meetings, even from one building to another, and preparing myself for another. So I guess a personal learning for myself is to ensure that if I do need that time for reflection, is to try and build that into my work environment, albeit working from home.
And is there anything you've observed or learned about others from this situation that might have surprised you or even been a pleasant surprise to you, perhaps?
Oh, look, I won't say it's a pleasant surprise, but it's certainly a reminder of the respect for those working at the front line in some challenging conditions and circumstances. So, and I don't just talk about the police officers. I also talk about the health workers, the environment that we're, or the pandemic that we're in at the moment and dealing with. Certainly in the early stages involved many frontline workers putting themselves in an increased space of risk, and many did that with great courage. And I guess the critical nature of our frontline workers, every one of them has family and so forth. But yeah, it was really comforting to see that a lot of people have put themselves out of a comfort stage and put themselves in a growth area, I suppose, with exposure to, even job roles that they haven't had before, and contributing for the purpose of public safety.
And just in terms of moving forward as we navigate our way through this situation, what do you think we need to see from our system leaders?
Yeah, look, there certainly is a lot of discussion, and quite rightly so, in relation to cementing a new norm and leveraging a lot of the gains that we've been able to achieve through this pandemic. So there's been some positive aspects, and certainly some growth aspects in relation to people and their own leadership journeys, as it has been for myself. I think there's certainly an acknowledgement across government about the changing work conditions and new ways of working, and, you know, the positives of that. So I think, you know, that'll still require an element of leadership moving forward, both from an employer perspective, but also an employee perspective. Whether you call it leadership or initiative or commitment, it's something that everyone will contribute to moving forward.
I'm wondering if there have been any other observations you might have had about life and leadership amid this pandemic, or experiences that you'd be able to share.
Yeah, look, everywhere you look, you know, this is a global pandemic and one that will be reflected upon for decades to come. So I guess I, like everyone else, have been shocked at some of the tragedies that have occurred across the world with regards to this pandemic that will impact many people in different ways. Some of them, and hopefully in all of us, in some form of increased resilience. But I certainly don't for a second dismiss the toll that it has had on people personally, whether it be through, you know, family members passing away or mental health. And certainly the element of mental health and well-being for all of us moving forward needs to be something that we all continue to talk about and help and support others that have been impacted from this pandemic as we move forward.
And just to pivot attention away from the pandemic for a moment, it would be great if you were able to share a bit about your experience with the Executive Challenge Academy. I'm wondering, Joe, how you came to be a part of that program.
Yeah, look, it was recommended to me from a colleague within the organisation. I'm very grateful that it was. Certainly, for some time now, I've found great reward out of, I guess, learning and understanding more about myself and more about leadership and that whole paradigm, I guess. I think one thing that appealed to me about the program, and whilst I've accessed day programs, or should I say training, I liked the fact that it was a program, that being one that was over a lengthy period of time. And the thing that I also liked about the program was that it forced you to actually get out of the day-to-day grind of what you are doing in a role and really put into your diary once a month an ability to actually step out of the forest and look at things from a step back. And quite importantly, and I think of great benefit, not only with police colleagues, but being able to mix with not only government employees and others from emergency services, which were part of my cohort, but also NGOs and other government sectors, that really helped the discussion and the viewpoints and the context under which people operated in. I really enjoyed the exposure that the program provided to some great caliber of leaders. And I'm personally a big fan of Paul Tahart and what he brought to the presentations within the program, and my understanding or greater understanding of public sector environment and operating within bureaucracies. But there's so many of those, you know, guest speakers that each in their own right provide some real valuable thought-provoking discussions. And I really think that that combination of all those elements, it was very, very useful, and I'd highly recommend it.
And can you tell me anything about how the Executive Challenge Academy has impacted you in a practical way in your professional life?
Yeah, I guess building on the great exposure that it's provided within the presentations, it's again allowed me to think deeper about the environment, and not only within the policing context, but within a broader environment. I was lucky enough to be able to participate in the masterclass and go to The Hague, where we as a collective group really looked into diversity and how that's managed in a different environment, be it all overseas. But being able to learn from those experiences and apply them within your own setting is something that has helped me. And as I said at the outset of this, you know, I remember back in my leadership journey thinking that through some tertiary studies, you know, doing an MBA and some other undergraduate programs, that I sort of thought what I knew what leadership was, and exercising leadership was about leading from the front and, you know, doing something different. Whereas I think what I've learned through a greater understanding is that, as I said, it's this evolving practice of continual learning and being engaged within the leadership space that actually is the value that certainly has provided me in my professional life, and I hope it doesn't subside and doesn't stop. So I look forward to continuing my journey.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear your experience of leading through challenging times, and also to gain a bit of an insight into your personal leadership journey. We really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Rebecca.